Well, anyway, let's hear what our next guest has to say. Of course, he spends an hour with us on Friday, and a quick hit on Monday after the game. He's the great Brian Westbrook. He's brought to us by Visit Philly. Headed to the city for the game, book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package, and enjoy over $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com. Without further ado, here he is, B. West. B. West, what'd you think about yesterday?
Oh, man. How did that happen yesterday, Michael? It was a tough game. Obviously, a tough loss for the Eagles. Just didn't play very good football.
They did not. And let's talk about the first play happening where it jolts them right away. How does a play like that happen?
I have to imagine, and I truly believe that Jim Schwartz all week long, if he's doing his job, is saying this is the one thing we can't do. We can't give up the big play. If they want to, if they're going to score, they're going to have to drive the field 10, 11, 12 plays in order to score on us. We know exactly. Scouting report. This is what teams do every single week. And don't forget, they played on the opening night, which is a Thursday. So they had some extra time to talk about this, to think about this. And I'm thinking that Jim Schwartz has to be saying to his guys, we know what DeSean Jackson does, especially against our Eagles. He wants to go deep. So let's make sure that safeties, we don't have our eyes in the backfield and that we're guessing. First play, Malcolm Jenkins, eyes in the backfield. He tries to recover. At that point, he can't find DeSean Jackson. If you're even, you're past him, and he was gone. And you know what, Mike? It shouldn't happen. But it also, and I'll say this, it shouldn't have happened. Your Super Bowl-winning secondary, Super Bowl-winning defense that has played very well over the last couple of years should be able to rebound from that. From one play, from the first play of the game, they should be able to rebound. Unfortunately, they were not.
Yeah, they didn't. And you know, I'm looking at both teams and the disparity of weapons on both sides. The Eagles really struggled to move the ball, Brian. They, you know, they got behind and they're relying on 5 yard plays to get down. They're not getting chunk yardage at all. Now, that'll probably change with a new quarterback, but do you worry about their lack of weapons right now as far as, you know, they had Ertz and they had Aguilar and that was about it on who they could single out on patterns yesterday?
Well, I think a lot changes. Confidence changes, thought process, and as much as you don't think this happens, it does. When you put a different guy in there, meaning Carson Wentz, an MVP type of candidate, guys play a little bit harder. They understand that you have an opportunity to run a route, and if you're open, he's going to get you the ball no matter what. And I don't think the guys, especially the wide receivers, believe that about Nick Foles. And I'm not trying to bad talk Nick Foles or anything like that. Obviously, he brought us our first Super Bowl here, but Nick Foles is just not on the same level, and we know this, as Carson Wentz. And so I'm not saying that they're going to have a resurgence. They're going to be putting up 400, 500 yards a game with Carson Wentz returning, but I will say that it will be a different-looking offense. Your offensive play calling from Doug Peterson will be different. I think that the way that the guys getting Carson on the edge, allowing him to scramble a little bit, will be different. You have to remember, Mike, a lot of the big plays happen on scramble drills last year with Carson Wentz. They also happen with broken type of plays and Carson throwing the ball down the field. And so that's where a lot of the explosive plays that we're missing this year came from.
I get that, but that also worries me. And he's wandering the pocket trying to make plays like that. And gets clipped by somebody who's looking to really lay a lumber on him. Mm-hmm. Is he? I mean, do you worry about that in the first game that he's going to take it upon himself to make those kind of plays instead of being safe?
The first game, I'm worried about that the entire season. The biggest concern is, does Carson Wentz go back to being the quarterback that wants to hold onto the football a little too long, wants to scramble, wants to move around? We don't want this quarterback getting hit. He's coming back off of knee. I don't want him doing those types of things. So, absolutely, that does worry me. It worries me that our weapons aren't getting open all of the time. It worries me that we can't get any explosive plays. There was a point in the game where I said, okay, I know Zach Ertz and I know Nelson Aguilar. I don't know these other guys. I don't know who these other guys are, especially who we're trying to throw the ball to. And that's a problem, especially for us offensively.
Yeah, and that's what I want to get to next, because this is just hypothetical, because the Patriots apparently have made it official in making a deal for Josh Gordon. Would you have been interested in acquiring him?
I absolutely. If you're trying to win, absolutely. I mean, you have to do a lot of fact checking. And I know for a fact the Eagles are looking into it. and, you know, going, checking the sources, talking to coaches out there, things like that. I'm pretty sure that they were. But, you know, you got to do a lot of fact checking. You got to do a lot of things like that. If everything pans out, then absolutely you should be interested. Because, Mike, windows close fast in this league. It's going to be a long time before we see another run like the Patriots did, where they went from 2002, whatever it was, until last year to winning a Super Bowl, right? Or playing in a Super Bowl last year. So I just think that you have an opportunity now, pretty good defense, a quality franchise quarterback. You got to make the run as quickly as possible. That's why you at least kick the tires on Josh Gordon. I think they did. It seems like the Patriots are willing to give up a little bit more than the Eagles were.
All right, so and so the weapons on the left side, you got Aiken, Gibson, and you know, it's not exactly comforting. So there's another guy out there as well, and his name is Dez Bryant. Are you desperate enough to do that?
Well, if he got an answer right now, and we're saying who is better than what we have right now, and then that's available, Dez Bryant's name will come up. Jeremy Maclin's name will come up. You know, all those types of guys' names will come up. I would be interested to bring him in to see what he still has. Can he run the routes that we need to run? Can he? Is he willing to? You Doug Peterson. Is he willing to conform to what we're trying to look for in our guys? When they brought Joe Douglas in, who's been around the league a few places, Chicago, the Ravens, they brought in basically a checklist of the type of character and culture that they want all of their guys that they bring in, draft picks as well as free agents, to have. And if he meets and you could check all the boxes for that, then of course you bring him in and he can help the team. Absolutely. It doesn't matter if he played for Dallas, all of that. Oh, that means nothing. But if he can help us win right now, I think that that's something that you have to explore, because when you look at our offense, devoid of big plays, it's going to be hard. Again, only 10, 12, 13 plays trying to score every single possession.
The bottom line is he's better than anybody you have right now at that position.
No doubt about it.
Okay. Quickly on the running back situation, you know this better than anybody, that, you know, running backs get that shelf life and all of a sudden it's like on the other side of it and they're just trying to put it together with mirrors and tape and all that kind of thing. And I'm talking about Ajayi now, where it looks like every game he gets banged up. Yesterday was the back, and it disjoints the whole rotation that they have. I know you're a big Corey Clement guy. Is he good enough to be a full-time guy, like a 20 carry a game guy, throw it out of the backfield five more times?
I'll say this about running backs and really any position in the league: when it's close to being that time where you probably shouldn't be, you know, playing as much anymore, you start getting more and more injuries more frequently. So, you know, the time in between your injuries happens, you know, is much shorter. And the injuries last a lot longer. You're not yourself for a long time. And that's when things go downhill. So you certainly would know that. I don't think Jay Ajayi is at that point right now, but these little injuries would cost him some carries and touches like that. I think Corey Clement has a very good skill set that none of the other running backs on our team have. He has the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. He's explosive running the football. We've seen that a few times this season already. I think he can carry the load 20 times a game. But, Mike, if you're only going to, you know, run the ball 15, 16 times, you'll never know that. You know, you have to put yourself in the position, especially if you're going to have Nick Foles at the quarterback position, to run 20, 25 times a game. At least you have to be able to do that. We have to commit to it. Doug spoke about that an awful lot last year, especially at the end of the year. This year, we haven't seen as much.
Yeah, they got behind in this game, and I guess maybe that shaped it. But, Brian, always a pleasure. We will talk to you on Friday. Look forward to it.
Sounds good.
All right, there he is, the great Brian Westbrook, brought to us by Visit Philly. Head to the city for the game. Book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package and enjoy over $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com.